the Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And praying together. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That is what you came here to hear today, isn't it? Even folks who don't come on a regular basis come to church on Easter Sunday because they want to hear that somehow God made the horror of Christ's death on Good Friday turn out all right. We need that hope for resurrection in our own lives in this world, don't we? The problem, however, lies in the fact that if I asked you to tell me what Christ is risen actually means, most of us would struggle with being able to define it, despite the fact that year after year I try my best to explain this great mystery. One year I drew heavily on a sermon by the Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor, who used the image of cicadas, you know, the bugs, shedding their skins. In the end, she made the point that we fret so much over the empty, lifeless shell that is left behind that we totally miss the new life singing all around us. Another year, I used the wisdom of humorist David Sedaris, who ran into this dilemma while living in France and attending a language class with other immigrants. He writes a hysterical account of this in his book, Me Talk Pretty One Day. Of course, the problem there was the student's lack of a common vocabulary. Words like cross and resurrection just were not available to them. And so the nuances of theology in the face of limited vocabulary created a real mess. Of course, we have a common language. Well, at least most of the time. And yet year after year, I struggle to find new ways to explain Christ's resurrection because the truth is, I can't tell you what happened in that tomb. There were no video cameras. There were no iPhone images to record it. The resurrection is the one and only event in Jesus' life that was entirely between him and God. There were no witnesses whatsoever. So no one on earth can say what happened inside that tomb because no one was there. Today's telling of it from Matthew's version further complicates the situation. On one hand, the message delivered by the angels is clear and compelling. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. This message, do not be afraid, is in many ways the hallmark of good news. Announced throughout Scripture by angels and messengers at key moments of tension and drama in the biblical story, it always heralds the restorative and empowering words of courage that is the very essence of the gospel. At the same time, however, Matthew also paints what is perhaps the most alarming and quite frankly awe-inspiring, if not downright fear-inducing, picture of the resurrection in all four Gospels. First, there is an earthquake, and then an angel of the Lord whose appearance isn't just striking, with a face like lightning and clothes white as snow, but must have been really terrifying. So much so that the guards at the tomb immediately faint away in terror. Well, no wonder these women are afraid. No wonder the angel, therefore, has to first speak words of comfort and courage. Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he's not here. He has been raised. Of course, it doesn't stop there. After the fear and after the words of courage comes a command. Come and see the place where he lay, then go and tell his disciples he's been raised. Indeed, he's going ahead of them to Galilee, and he will see them there. And they do that. They come, and they see, and they run, and they tell. And Matthew describes their obedience as a mixture of fear and joy. So it was that as they were experiencing both of those emotions, fear and joy, that they then have their own encounter with Christ. All of this leads me this year to preach this story differently. Rather than trying to explain what happened in a tomb where none of us was present, I want to focus on the feelings it generated. Because I think that's our reality, isn't it? Like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, don't we also live lives that are tinged with fear and joy? Fear of what may happen to our children in a dangerous world. Joy at the blessing they are to us. Fear over the state of the economy. And joy that most often we can purchase the things we need. Fear about the fate of loved ones struggling with illness. Joy in the gift that person has been to us. Fear about the future amid problems, both national and global. Joy in the present moment, surrounded by friends and people we love. I think it's striking that the announcement of resurrection doesn't take away all the women's fears. Rather, it enables them to keep faith amid their fears and do their duty and share their good news in spite of their anxiety. This is the very definition of courage. And I would argue courage is precisely what Easter is about. For while some preach that coming to faith in Christ will smooth out all the rough places in your life, Still, the earthquakes of the world, I'm not buying that. I believe that the gospel gives us the ability to keep our feet under us amid the tremors and enables us not just to persevere, but even to flourish when life is tough. Someone recently asked me if my faith had made it any easier to deal with my grandchild's devastating illness and ultimate death. This week, I have thought long and hard about that question because I think it speaks directly to this moment standing at this tomb and the angel saying, "Do not be afraid." See, my faith didn't take away my fear for those I loved, or the pain of loss. But it did give me a safe place to stand in the middle of it. Do not be afraid. This charge gives us insight into the very nature of our lives in this world. For there is indeed much to fear in our mortal lives. And yet, the resurrection of Christ creates the possibility for joy and hope and courage and so much more. Why? Because it changes everything. In the resurrection, you see, we have God's promise that life is stronger than death, that love is stronger than hate, that mercy overcomes judgment, and that all the sufferings and difficulties of this life are transient, real and palpable and painful for sure, but they do not have the last word, and they do not represent the final reality. Fear and joy, despair and hope, doubt, faith, these are the two sides of our lives in this world. But in the end, we have the resurrection promise that joy and hope and faith will ultimately prevail. That's a powerful message, my friends. I want to close with a story I recently heard about Winston Churchill's funeral service because it illustrates so well the promise of Easter courage. At the close of the service that Churchill planned himself, a single trumpeter stood at the west end of St. Paul's Abbey and sounded taps, the song that signals dusk and the close of another day and is frequently played at military funerals. But after a moment of silence, that last hanging note of taps, another trumpeter stood at the east end of St. Paul's, at the end facing the rising sun, and played Reveille, the song of the morning, the call to a new day. Churchill perceived, you see, that Christ's resurrection signals above and beyond all else, that our God is a God of new life and never-ending possibility. The good news of Christ's resurrection does not take away our fear. And though we wish it did, but it does offer us courage and hope by anchoring us in the sure promise that God will have the last word, and that that word is one of light and life and grace and mercy and love and peace. So let me end as I began. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you would please stand, and we'll sing together hymn 174. remain standing. Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism into his death and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, now that our Lenten observance is ended, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
In the power of the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole bright earth, so lovingly created yet so compassionately redeemed, that it may speak again of the glory and majesty of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all nations and peoples of the earth, to whom God shows no partiality, that all may be transformed by mercy to live together in hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church, whose life is hid with Christ in God, that in all its diversity witness may be made to one Lord, one faith, one baptism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in high places of authority, for whom Christ was put to death and was raised, that they may be led to govern with equity and justice, bringing life to those in the shadow of death. Let us also pray for those in the military service, especially Patrick Duddy, Kyle Carino Mings, Brian Haley, Peter McGuire, Eric Partridge. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all captives, prisoners, and those condemned to die, with whom the Holy One shares suffering and abandonment, that they may find strength, freedom, and forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer in mind, body, or soul, for whom Christ is risen with healing in his glorious wings, that they may be comforted, especially Brenda, Daniel, Joseph, Shannon Kuhig, Blair Hansen, Kathy Husted, Jennifer Hulsey, Aaron Johnson, Kalinda, Gretchen Lane, Lynn, Susan Logan, Sonia Olson, Corinne Pert, Linda Slavin, Peter Smith, Jane Story, Galen Vainio. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died and for all who grieve, that in Christ who triumphs over death they may find light perpetual and blessed assurance, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all gathered in this assembly, and especially those with birthdays, such as Brenda Higgins, Jim Briggs, Lee Buck, Sue Grindle, that we, like Mary and Peter and John, may see the tomb empty and joyfully believing walk in newness of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
I invite your own prayers of intercession at this time. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the risen presence of our Lord, we commend all for whom we pray and ourselves to Christ, to whom we give laud and praise now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Please greet one another in the sign of good morning. Happy Easter. It's a lot of wonderful energy here. It's terrific. So thank you for coming today. Thank you all who have made all of the services for Holy Week so meaningful and had parts of those. It's a very long week. I know I say it every year, but there's a wonderful cartoon that has the priest standing at the front with his arms up saying, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen." And in the next frame, you see that same priest in the chair like this. And the clergy have died. So thank you all. And thank you especially to Lorna and our Sunday school singers. Was that fabulous? Oh. Almost as good as their singing was for me to see your faces. I'm telling you, it was just joyful. So I don't have a lot to report because it's going to be a little quiet for a few days, which I look forward to, but I do want to draw your attention to a bulletin insert about the Diocesan Training Day that's coming up April 29th in Brunswick. On the back are all of the different workshops that are offered. You'll notice I am leading one on Celtic spirituality. It is free, but you do need to pre-register because there's limited space. So if you are interested, I encourage you to pursue that. Do we have friends, family, guests to introduce today? Brave souls, anyone? Well, I know we have a special coffee hour downstairs, so I hope you'll all come downstairs and we can visit down there. So if there is nothing else, then walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself in perfect offering to God.
Shout hallelujah to the risen Lamb. Shout
Wow. I told you there'd be special music today. Now you'll believe me. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Our service continues with Eucharistic Prayer B, found on page 367 of the Book of Common Prayer. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Francis and Claire and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. by him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ the Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Whoever you are and wherever you find yourself on your journey of faith, you are welcome here at God's table. Our post-communion prayer can be found in your service bulletin. Please stand or kneel as you feel so led, and let us pray together. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And today we have a special Easter blessing. It's a little fourfold blessing. So I will make four little statements and you put an amen to the end of each. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
And our recessional hymn this morning is number 207.
Ah.
Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.